All right. Welcome back, everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive on the Zoom H1 Essential.
Yeah, the H1 Essential.
We've got the operation manual right here.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be fun. I think, I've looked through the manual and there's so much in here.
There really is a lot.
But our mission today is to extract the gold,
Absolutely.
the need-to-know stuff that will help you take this recorder and really use it to its full potential, whether you're a seasoned pro or you're just starting out.
Yeah, it's an incredibly versatile little recorder.
I agree.
And what really jumped out at me when I was going through this manual was the 32-bit float recording.
Oh, 32-bit float. That sounds very technical
It is.
and impressive,
Yeah.
but I have to admit, I don't totally understand it.
Okay, sure.
So
You
when
can
you,
explain that.
yeah, please break it down for us.
Imagine you're trying to capture a really quiet sound,
Okay.
like birdsong in a forest,
Okay.
and then suddenly there's this loud clap of thunder with standard recording. You might clip the loud parts,
Right.
or you might lose detail in the quiet parts because the recorder can't handle that huge dynamic range.
Right.
But 32-bit float is like having this massive safety net.
Okay.
It captures everything,
Right.
from the faintest whisper to the loudest roar.
So it's like superhuman hearing for your recorder.
Exactly.
So no more worrying about like sudden loud sounds
Yeah.
ruining your recording.
Yeah.
That's a game changer, especially if you're out in the field and you can't always control the environment.
Right. And it's not just about capturing those loud sounds cleanly.
Okay.
Think about when you've recorded something and it's just too quiet. With 32-bit float, you can boost those quiet sounds in post
Yeah.
without sacrificing quality.
Wow.
Yeah, it's almost like an undo button for audio clipping.
That's really cool. Okay, but before we get too lost in like the wonders of 32-bit float,
Okay.
let's familiarize ourselves with the H1 Essential. If
Okay.
we were holding it in our hands, what we're
Yeah.
looking at here.
Well, the H1 Essential is this very compact recorder, but it's laid out in a very intuitive way. Right on top, you'll see those two little microphones in an XY pattern,
Okay.
and that's designed to capture a wide, immersive stereo image.
Ah, so if you're recording a live concert,
Yes.
you'll get that feeling like you're actually there in the audience.
Exactly. Or let's say you're recording a podcast interview
Okay.
in a room with interesting acoustics.
Right.
The XY mic will pick up those nuances of the space,
Got it.
make it feel more realistic for your listeners.
And where's the headphone jack so we can monitor our audio?
That is conveniently located on the left side of the device, right next to the volume knob.
Okay, and on the other side, I'm guessing,
Yes.
is the power switch and the micro SD card slot.
You got it. The right side houses the power switch and the slot for your micro SD card.
Perfect. Okay, so we've got our bearings. We
Okay.
know what this little recorder looks like and where all the buttons and ports are. Let's talk
Yes.
about actually recording now. Before we hit that record button, what are the essential steps to make sure we're capturing the best audio possible?
Well, first, make sure you have a micro SD card inserted.
Right, yeah.
That's an easy one to forget.
Right.
And then sort out your power source.
Okay.
The H1 Essential can run on batteries,
Right.
an AC adapter, or even a portable power bank.
So you've got options.
You do have options.
Always good.
Flip that power switch, and you'll see the H1 Essential's home screen. And
Okay.
it shows you everything you need at a glance.
Got it. Now, before we hit record and unleash the power of 32-bit float, what about audio levels?
Yeah, levels are critical.
Right. How do we make sure we're not recording too loud or too quiet?
Always do a sound check. Connect your headphones, play your instrument, or speak into the mic, and keep an eye on those level meters.
Okay.
The goal is to get a strong signal without clipping.
Got it. And the manual mentioned some interesting things about the built-in XY mic.
Yes.
Anything we should know about?
It mentions that if you're recording on a table, placing the H1 Essential on a small tripod or even a handkerchief,
Wait, really? A handkerchief?
yeah, it can make a big difference in the clarity of your recordings.
Why is that?
It's all about reducing those sound reflections.
Okay.
Hard surfaces like tables can reflect sound waves back into the mic,
Interesting.
and that creates a slightly muddy or hollow sound. So by putting something soft underneath,
Okay.
you absorb those reflections.
Got it. So it's a simple trick,
Yeah,
but it makes a big difference.
it does.
Okay, now let's say we're recording in a room that has some background noise.
You're right.
Is there anything we can do about that?
The H1 Essential has this handy low cut filter
Okay.
designed to eliminate those low frequency rumbles. And you can adjust it to different frequencies depending on the type of noise you're trying to get rid of.
So it's like a magic eraser for unwanted noise.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Just press the low cut button a few times to cycle through the different options.
Okay, so we've got our levels set. We've minimized unwanted noise. We're finally ready to record.
All right.
But wait a second.
Yeah.
There's more, right? The manual talks about all sorts of recording settings.
Oh, yeah, tons.
So what are some of the key things we need to know about?
Sample rate. This determines how much audio information the H1 Essential captures per second.
Okay.
It's like resolution for your audio.
Got it. So higher sample rate, higher quality recording.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes sense.
And you have a few options with the H1 Essential. 44.1 kilohertz, 48 kilohertz, and even 96 kilohertz.
Wow, okay.
So how do we choose?
Well, 44.1 kilohertz is kind of the standard for CDs, so it's a good starting point.
Okay.
40 kilohertz is often used for video.
Okay.
So if you're recording audio for a video project, that's a good choice.
And 96 kilohertz, that's like the top of the line.
Yeah, if you're recording music or a podcast,
okay,
where audio fidelity is really important,
mm-hmm,
96 kilohertz will capture all of those subtle nuances with amazing detail.
Wow. Okay, speaking of capturing every detail, I was really fascinated by this feature called pre-record.
Oh, yeah. Pre-recording.
I don't know if I've ever seen this on a recorder before.
It's like having a time machine for audio. Imagine you're interviewing someone.
Okay.
And they say something incredibly insightful just before you hit record.
Oh, yeah. Happens all the time.
With pre-recording enabled, the H1 Essential will actually capture a few seconds of audio before you press record.
So it's like it's always listening.
Kind of, yeah.
That's incredible.
It's a safety net.
I love it.
Yeah.
And speaking of capturing those unexpected moments.
Yes.
What about this automatic recording feature? I thought this was really cool.
Oh, yeah. This is perfect if you don't want to sit there and wait for something to happen.
Like recording wildlife.
Exactly. You can set the H1 Essential to automatically start recording
when
it detects a certain sound level.
Got it.
So you could leave it out in the forest and come back later to a recording full of birdsong.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Without having to manually start and stop the recording every time you hear a bird.
Exactly.
That's brilliant. I'm betting that would be useful for all sorts of things.
Absolutely.
Not just nature recording.
At all.
So we've covered the basics of recording with the H1 Essential
mm-hmm.
and some pretty cool features.
Yeah.
What about listening back to what we've recorded? What do we need to know about playback and like navigating through our files?
The H1 Essential has a really great system for managing files.
Okay.
Keeps everything organized.
Mm-hmm.
It saves your recordings in folders.
Perfect.
So you don't end up with a jumbled mess.
But what if I have a really long recording and I need to find a specific part?
Yeah.
Or I have to like scroll through the whole thing?
The H1 Essential has this feature called Mark.
Okay.
That lets you add markers at specific points in your recordings.
Okay.
So let's say you're listening back to a 2-hour interview.
Right.
You hear a quote that you want to use later.
Right.
You can hit that mark button.
Okay.
And easily jump back to that point later.
So it's like bookmarking.
Exactly.
The good parts.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
And what about if you want to loop a specific section to practice or transcribe something?
It has AB repeat.
Okay.
You select a section and it loops continuously.
Got it. Okay. This little H1 Essential. It's got a solution for everything.
It really does cover all the bases.
Now, if you're someone who works with audio a lot, this normalization feature is really helpful.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about?
Imagine you have several recordings at different volumes,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to have to adjust your volume knob every time you switch between them.
Right.
Normalization will automatically adjust all your recordings to a consistent volume level.
Ah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you don't have to keep messing with the volume.
Exactly.
Okay, we've covered a lot, but we're not done yet.
No, we're not.
There's one more incredible thing about the H1 Essential that we haven't talked about.
I know what you're going to say.
You ready for this?
Hit me.
It can also be a USB mic.
What? The H1 Essential can transform into a powerful USB microphone.
So this one little device.
I know, right?
It could be a recorder
mm-hmm.
and a USB mic.
It's pretty incredible.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, I'm hooked.
Great.
Tell me more about this.
We'll dive into all the details of the H1 Essential's USB mic capabilities right after this.
Stick around, folks. It's about to get even more interesting. Okay, I'm back, and I'm ready to have my mind blown by this whole USB mic thing.
All right, prepare to be amazed.
So the manual makes it sound like it's really easy to switch between recorder and USB mic mode.
Oh, it is super simple.
Okay, so walk me through it.
All right, grab a USB cable.
Okay.
The manual specifies USB Type-C for most setups.
Okay, got it.
Plug one end into your H1 Essential and the other end into your computer or tablet or even your smartphone.
Wait, my phone?
Yeah, you could use it to record a voiceover for a video you're editing on your phone.
That's wild.
For phones or tablets with a lightning connector, you'll need an adapter, though.
Okay, good to know.
Once you're plugged in, just go to the H1 Essential menu and activate USB MIC mode.
Duh.
And boom, your recorder is now a studio-quality USB mic.
I love it. But why would I even bother with this when I could just get a separate USB microphone?
Well, think about it this way. Instead of carrying around a recorder and a USB mic,
right,
you've got one device that does it all.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And you already know the H1 Essentials built-in XY microphone is great. Mm-hmm. So you're not sacrificing quality.
So two professional audio tools in one.
Precisely. And there's more.
Oh, no, there's more.
When used as a USB mic, the H1 Essential offers some really useful features.
Okay, like what?
One that stands out is direct monitoring.
Direct monitoring?
Yeah. Have you ever been recording and you hear yourself in your headphones a split second after you speak?
Oh, yeah. It's like a delayed echo.
Exactly. That's latency.
Okay.
And it's super distracting.
It really throws me off.
Direct monitoring solves this problem by sending the audio signal from the H1 Essential directly to your headphones.
Right.
Bypassing your computer.
Ah, so it's like real-time monitoring.
Exactly.
No delay.
No delay.
That's incredible, especially for things like podcasting or live streaming.
Right. You don't want to sound like a robot.
Now, what about all those noise-reducing features we talked about?
Yes.
Like the low-cut filter.
You still have all of those.
They still work in USB mic mode.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. So I could be recording a voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's like a noisy computer fan.
Just engage the low-cut filter.
That's gone.
Gone.
I love it. What about volume control?
You have a couple options there.
Okay.
Send volume and receive volume.
Okay. I'm guessing send volume controls how loud the signal is from the H1 Essential to my computer.
You got it.
Okay.
And receive volume controls the volume coming back from the computer.
So if I'm playing music from my computer while I'm recording,
yeah,
I can adjust the music volume separately.
Exactly.
Very.
It gives you a lot of control over your sound.
This is great. Okay. Now, what about this? Have you ever been recording?
Yeah.
And you need to cough or sneeze?
Oh, all the time.
But you don't want that in your recording.
The struggle is real.
What do we do?
The H1 Essential has a mute button.
Oh, perfect.
Just press the play pause button and it mutes the microphone.
Oh, that's so simple.
Yeah. No more awkward interruptions.
And no more editing out coughs and sneezes later.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Okay, last question about USB mic mode.
Okay.
We know the H1 Essential records in stereo.
Mm-hmm.
Can we switch to mono if we need to?
You sure can.
Yeah.
Just press the stereo mono button.
Just like that?
Just like that.
It's so easy.
It is designed to be user-friendly.
This is incredible. It really can do it all.
There are even more features tucked away in the manual.
Oh, no, more.
Did you know the H1 Essential can add extra information into your audio files?
Like what?
Metadata tagging?
Metadata tags. Okay, that sounds a little technical for me.
Imagine listening to a recording months later, and you can't remember what it is or where you recorded it.
I've been there.
With metadata tags, you can add all of those details directly into the file itself.
So instead of keeping separate notes.
Yeah, which, let's be honest, we all lose track of.
I know, I do.
All that information is stored right in the audio file.
That is so smart.
It's super useful for organization.
Yeah, what kind of information can you add?
The date, location, scene name, take number, anything that will help you identify it.
Okay, so it's like a built-in filing system.
Exactly.
And it's not just for solo projects, right?
Right. If you're working on a collaborative project, you can include notes, instructions, time codes.
So everyone's on the same page.
Exactly.
Metadata tags, I'm sold. Okay, one more thing that really caught my eye.
Okay.
Overdubbing.
Oh, yeah, overdubbing.
I'm a bit of a musician myself, so this is exciting.
It's a great feature for musicians.
Okay, break it down for me.
It lets you record on top of an existing recording.
So if I recorded a guitar part, I could then record vocals over it.
Exactly.
At the same time.
You can listen to the guitar part while you're recording the vocals.
Wow.
And you can even adjust the balance between them.
So you can get the mix just right.
Exactly.
That is amazing. So you could build up a whole song.
You could.
Track by track on this little device.
It's really powerful.
And it's not just for music, right?
Right. You could add narration to a nature recording or sound effects for a podcast.
This is unbelievable. Okay, with all these amazing features, there's got to be some maintenance involved, right?
Of course. Like any electronic device, the H1 Essential needs some care.
Okay.
The manual talks about formatting micro SD cards.
Right.
And updating the firmware.
Okay.
Those things are important for keeping it running smoothly.
So it's like giving your H1 Essential a little tune-up.
Exactly.
Well, we've covered so much ground today.
We have.
From recording basics to advanced features and even using it as a USB mic.
It's a versatile little device.
Fair. I'm so impressed. But there's one more thing I want to touch on before we wrap things up.
You're talking about file management.
You know it. It might not be the most glamorous topic.
Sure.
But it's important.
Absolutely.
Let's dive into that after this short break. Okay, we're back and ready to tackle this whole file management thing.
All right, let's get organized.
I'll be honest. Organization is not my strong suit.
I hear you.
But I know it's super important when you're working with a lot of audio files.
It's essential. The manual really stresses that having a good system in place can save you so much time and hassle.
Makes sense. So what are some of the key takeaways from the manual when it comes to file management?
Well, the folder structure really stood out to me. Oh. Having separate folders for recordings, exported files, even a trash folder. Mm-hmm. It just keeps things tidy.
So it's like having a place for everything.
Exactly. Everything in its place.
Right. And speaking of exported files, the H1 Essential lets you convert your recordings into different formats.
It does.
Like 16-bit or 24-bit. Mm-hmm. That's pretty handy.
Very handy if you need to share files with someone who doesn't have software that can handle 32-bit float.
So it's all about flexibility.
Yes.
I like it. Now, what about those metadata tags we talked about earlier?
Oh, yeah, metadata tags.
Can those help with file management, too?
They're like a secret weapon for organization.
Okay, how so?
Imagine you're listening back to a recording months later.
Okay.
And you can't for the life of you remember what it is or where you recorded it.
Oh, yeah, that's happened to me more times than I'd like to admit.
With metadata tags, you can add all those details right into the file.
So the date, the location, even notes about the recording.
Exactly. Anything that will help you identify it later.
So instead of like keeping a separate notebook or spreadsheet.
Right.
Which, let's be honest, I'm going to lose.
Yeah. Most likely.
All that information is right there in the audio file.
Exactly. It's like having a built-in filing system.
I love that. And you were saying this could be useful for collaborative projects, too.
Oh, absolutely. You can embed notes for your collaborators right in the file.
That's amazing. Metadata tags. They're a game changer.
They really are.
All right. One last thing before we wrap up.
Okay.
I'm still thinking about that overdubbing feature.
Overdubbing. Yeah. It's a fun one.
So to recap, it lets you record on top of an existing recording.
Right. Like adding layers.
So if I recorded a guitar part on the H1 Essential, I could then add vocals on top of it.
You got it. You could listen to the guitar part while recording your vocals?
At the same time.
Mm-hmm. And you can adjust the balance between the two.
That's so cool. You could build a whole song that way.
You could. It's pretty amazing what this little recorder can do.
And it's not just for music, right?
Not at all. You could add narration to a nature recording, sound effects for a podcast. The possibilities are endless.
This is incredible. I can't believe we fit all of this into one deep dive.
We covered a lot.
But with great power comes great responsibility, right?
That's right. The manual talks about some basic maintenance to keep your H1 Essential running smoothly.
Okay, like what?
Things like formatting micro SD cards and updating the firmware.
Okay, important, but not necessarily the most fun tasks.
True, but essential for keeping everything working properly.
Well, I think we've just about reached the end of our H1 Essential journey.
It's been a good one.
I have to say, I'm really blown away by this little recorder.
It's an impressive little device.
Packed with features, super versatile, and the manual is like a treasure trove of information.
It really is a great resource.
So to all our listeners out there,
yes,
don't let that manual gather dust. Grab your H1 Essential, explore its features, and get recording.
Happy recording, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time.